The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
It is 12:37. If you're cooking lunch in that kitchen, good day to you. If you're outside on the cool pot, well, good day to you too. A big good afternoon to all the beautiful people of the land, all the hard-working Dominicans, both here and abroad. You know, when I say the land, I'm talking about everywhere that you are. A happy Tuesday to all the farmers and the fisher folk, all the teachers, nurses, police officers, all the single dads doing their thing, good day to you. All the single moms who continue to do their thing, good day to you. You're locked on the Q95 FM. This is Your View Right on Q. Welcome back after a long holiday weekend. Sorry for those of you who did not take advantage of the holiday weekend and got into trouble yesterday. And so this morning you're probably a little too tired. Maybe some people a bit hungover. Probably feel that they did not use the holiday to get some much needed rest. But you know, sometimes I don't blame you. We look forward to the days off so we can, you know, have some fun. That's all right. We'll be talking to the folks over at Guiyav shortly. At 1 o'clock, we break for the news update. And then we continue with Hot Topics. We'll take a short commercial break. And then I'll share this one with you. Are you ready? This one is a little more than G-rated, I tell you. Let me do this. I'm going to take the break. I will come back. I'll intro it and we're going to speak about it properly. All right? Hang on.
Madam Speaker, the play at the Arawak Fordham Festa, May 9th and 10th from 8 p.m. This is it, your final chance to say it. Let's meet at the Arawak, May 9 and 10. For Madam Speaker, if you missed it, say it this time. $30 in advance tickets from Bullseye Pharmacy or Dom Festa Production. This ad is sponsored by Lime and the National Cultural Council.
Yo, this is Cohen Dubois.
Guinness.
I fretting away with a Guinness, rolling every day with a Guinness, up and down the road with a Guinness, I liking myself with a Guinness, see me in a band with a Guinness, what's that in me hand is a Guinness, up and down the road with a Guinness, I liking myself with a Guinness, made of more.
Guinness Stout, made of more, 18 and over to drink, enjoy Guinness responsibly.
Be alert, we are in the flu season. Seasonal flu spreads easily. Practice good hygiene. If you're having symptoms like fever, cough, runny or stuffy nose, sore throat, body aches and headaches, chills and fatigue, you should observe the following. Avoid being in crowded places and in close contact with others. Use clean tissue to cover your nose and mouth when coughing or sneezing. Place used tissue in a garbage bin after single use. Wash your hands with soap and water and or use hand sanitizer often. If the symptoms worsen, seek medical attention. Remember, your health is your responsibility.
A message from the Ministry of Health and this station.
right, here we go. I saw this one last week, but hold on here, let me pause my music. Why am I speaking in an accent? I don't know. All right, I saw this one last week, and I just didn't have time to bring it up here, and it popped back on my Business Insider news feed over the weekend, and I said, well, probably it's trying to tell me something here. All right, so have you heard of growing vaginas in a lab? I guess somebody has. Okay, so there are a whole list of organs or parts of the human anatomy that can be not only engineered, but actually grown from cells in a lab. And one of these is the female reproductive organ called the vagina. We are told here, I have a story here from a young lady. Let me see if I can start. Okay, so woman with lab-grown vagina talks about life-changing procedure. And the story goes, a woman who participated in a groundbreaking study where doctors used cells to grow vaginas in a lab said she now leads a normal life thanks to the surgery. The unidentified patient was one of four Mexican women with Mayer or Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, Rokitansky Kuster-Hauser, M-R-K-H syndrome, a rare genetic condition that causes the vagina to be absent or underdeveloped, and she took part in a revolutionary study. The women were between the ages of 13 and 18 years when researchers from Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, very famous research university there in the U.S., and the Metropolitan Autonomous University in Mexico City turned small samples of their own tissue into new organs. The custom-built vaginas were then successfully implanted into each of the women, according to a study published in the journal The Lancet, or Lancet. And a young lady here is quoted as saying, for me to be able to have the surgery, I feel very fortunate because I can have a normal life. The woman, who was 18 when she had the procedure in October of 2008, said in a video, I know I am one of the first. And we are told here that this particular syndrome, abbreviated as MRKH, which if I go back up here and I can pronounce properly, is Mayer or Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, Mayer Rokitansky Kuster with a K, K-U-S-T-E-R, Hauser, H-A-U-S-E-R syndrome, M-R-K-H syndrome. So she was born with the syndrome, and we are told here this particular syndrome, MRKH syndrome, impacts approximately 1 in 4,500 newborn girls, according to the National Institutes of Health. And she goes on to say it is important to let other girls who have the same problem know that there is a treatment and that you can have a normal human life. Let me tell you, medical science and health technology and all of that just never ceases to amaze me. I spend most of my Easter weekend looking at a marathon run of, you know, the TV series House. Gregory was his last name there. Dr. Gregory. Oh God, look, I'm forgetting his last name on the TV show. And all the medical, what's the word here? The medical issues or cases that come to him, Gregory House, and you know, just so much that medicine and intelligence and knowledge does to really, in some cases, pervert nature, in some cases assist nature. And in some cases, really push nature to the envelope to see, you know, of all the things that exist on the face of this, for the technology, all our knowledge combined, you know, what can we create as a super race? What can we create as a super technology? And so there are a number of different organs that can be grown, if you wish, from cells, not transplanted, grown from scratch, from a cell. And the human female reproductive organ, the vagina, is one of them. Bet you didn't know that. You see, there we go. We learn something new every day. Still locked on the Q95 FM. We're going to chat with the folks over at Guiav in a minute. Stay locked. We have much, much more to talk about. Don't worry. I'm not forgetting you.
The play at the Arawa for the Festa May 9th and 10th from 8 p.m. This is it, your final chance to say it. Let's meet at the Arawak May 9 and 10. For Madam Speaker, if you missed it, say it this time. $30 in advance tickets from Bullseye Pharmacy or the Festa Production. This ad is sponsored by Lime and the National Cultural Council.
All right, we're back here with the folks over at Guiav. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Giselle. How are you?
I'm doing good, coming out of that Easter weekend. Tell us how the activity over in Point Michel went and tell us what else is happening at Guiav
today. Okay, the activity in Point Michel over the weekend, Easter Sunday, Guiav, in collaboration with Dominica Can Dance, held an Easter tea party. Proceeds of that went towards the St. Luke's Primary School. And that was a very successful event. The turnout was good. The activity itself was good. It was enjoyed by everyone that was there. So I can't say that the event was successful. In addition to that, for this event, we had a number of sponsors. So if you don't mind, I can just say a quick thank you to our sponsors.
You can go ahead, yes.
The sponsors for the event were Dominica Can Dance, Guiav Limited, Hara Agencies, Greens Wholesale, HSB Whitchurch and Company Limited, Country Style Bakery, Robinson's Bakery, Malcolm Stevens and Sons, J.R. Stephens and Company Limited, Campbell Business Systems and Services, Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited, Dominica Brewery and Beverages Limited, and Archipelago Go Trading. To all our many sponsors from the management and staff of Guiav, we'd like to say a special thank you to you all, because without you, the event would not have been the success that it was. Okay, happening at Guiav today, in the restaurant department, we're having cream of pumpkin soup. Sorry, Giselle. We're having lentils and pumpkin soup, pineapple chicken, West Indian stew pork, pan-fried dolphin served with an exotic Creole sauce, chicken pasta salad, peasant pie, glazed string beans, and assorted salad. For desserts, we're having banana raisin cake, our mouth-watering famous chocolate cake, local fruit tart, and fruit cake. In our local juices, we're having tambourine and grapefruit. And our local ice cream, we're having coconut and strawberry, rum and raisin. coconut and strawberry and rum and raisin ice cream today. In the patisserie department, we're having cream of vegetable soup, baked chicken, West Indian stew pork, breaded dolphin, rice souffle, sliced provisions, green salad, and today, Tuesdays, as we normally do on a Tuesday and a Thursday, we are having our stewed back and neck, and the customers seem to be appreciating it very much.
That stewed back and neck is over steam bananas, steam fig.
Well, you can have
hot pepper.
You can have it served over green bananas, over breadfruit, over dashin. It's your personal choice.
And some nice fig prawn gravy.
Yes, with some little dumplings in it. So that's what we're having today as our Tuesday special, and it's done every Tuesday and Thursdays.
All right, well, that sounds absolutely delicious. Anything else before we leave?
Well, like I've always said, Guiab is totally Wi-Fi'd to our many customers out there who want to have lunch while serving the internet or have lunch while having a business meeting. Guiab is the place to be. They can sit on our exotic balcony view overlooking beautiful Cork Street, like I'm doing now, or they can sit down in the patisserie and have a bite to eat and enjoy the net at the same time.
All right, well, thank you so much. You folks over at Guiab continue to have a good day today.
See you too, Giselle.
And we'll see you next week, all right?
Okay, then, bye-bye.
Take care, bye-bye.
Yo, this is Cohen Dubois.
Guinness.
I fretting away with a Guinness. Rolling every day with a Guinness. Up and down the road with a Guinness. I liking myself with a Guinness. See me in a band with a Guinness. What's that in me hand is a Guinness. Up and down the road with a Guinness. I liking myself with a Guinness. Made of more.
Guinness Stout. Made of more. 18 and over to drink. Enjoy Guinness responsibly.
Be alert, we are in the flu season. Seasonal flu spreads easily. Practice good hygiene. If you're having symptoms like fever, cough, runny or stuffy nose, sore throat, body aches and headaches, chills and fatigue, you should observe the following. Avoid being in crowded places and in close contact with others. Use clean tissue to cover your nose and mouth when coughing or sneezing. Place used tissue in a garbage bin after single use. Wash your hands with soap and water and or use hand sanitizer often. If the symptoms worsen, seek medical attention. Remember, your health is your responsibility.
A message from the Ministry of Health and this station.
Welcome back. It's 4 minutes before the 1 p.m. hour. This is your View Ride on Q. Want to say congratulations to the entire Dominican contingent over at Martinique or in Martinique over the weekend where the Carifta Games took place. You know, Carifta is the premier track and field athletic competition, which brings together, you know, the majority or a number of Caribbean islands, you know, a little Caribbean basin here, and have them compete on, you know, just absolutely magnificent tracks and within good facilities across the Caribbean region. And Dominica's contingent was over there, as well as some of the powerhouses like Jamaica, Bahamas, Trinidad, Barbados, etc. You know, the smaller islands were there as well. And just trying to get some information online as to what the points standing were. I could not get a layout in the way that I liked it. But guess what? Jamaica has topped the Carifta Games with 88 medals. They have broken the record that they themselves set. I think, was it in 1970-something when they got a ridiculous number of medals at the Carifta Games. So let me see here, just before we move into the news update. I have the story here. Jamaica getting 88 medals. 88. Wow. 88 medals from all the various competitions, track and field competitions of the Carifta Games held over in Martinique. Congratulations to Chelsea Linton Dominica, who got her gold medal in the pentathlon. Is that what it is? The pentathlon. So every medal we can get, you know, it's one step closer. So for a young person in our little island here to realize their dream and to make the rest of us very, very proud. So congratulations to Chelsea Linton Dominica, who got a gold medal in the pentathlon. Let me see here. Okay, so Jamaica, record haul of 88 medals to top the 43rd staging of the Carifta Games in the Stade Municipal Pierre Alica in Martinique. And they've consecutively every year more or less topped the medal rankings at Carifta since its first staging in 1972. Jamaica dominated 26 other nations at the Games and garnered 88 medals, comprising of 42 gold, 34 silver, and 12 bronze, to break their very own 10-year-old record haul of 84 medals established in Hamilton, Bermuda in 2004. So, congratulations to the Big Islands, Carifta Games. We are waiting our contingent with the coach and the entourage to be back in Dominica so we can hear more from them. And you'll hear more about this with Ozzy and myself on Thursday as we host another edition of Sports Wrap right here on Q95 FM. There's another story I picked up last week. I just laughed and laughed and laughed when I read it. I was just like, boy, the things we do. Did you pick up the story about the Caribbean national who was caught with a... Let me put this delicately here for you. She was intercepted and caught and arrested for having an illegal substance nicely and tightly bundled and wrapped up, and she was using her private part, a cavity on her body, to transport cocaine. I know somebody's out there laughing at me. The headline read, "Woman found with coke ball in her vajayjay." Once again, I say the things that we do, maybe to survive, maybe out of greed, maybe because we think, you know, we don't have another choice. I don't know about that one. Someone's on my telephone right before the news update. My phone going funny. Hello,
yeah, let me tell you, what is vajayjay?
I'm sorry?
What is vajayjay?
Vajayjay.
Okay, the word is vagina, darling.
It is. I know. I just said vagina a while ago. I have no problem in saying it. No, but vajayjay is the word that the young people use. Like if you go to a spa, they will say, you know, you got to accessorize your vajayjay.
Oh, Okay, well, thanks for educating me.
All right.
I have a nice day out here listening to you.
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right.
I like her. She said, don't be shy. Say the word. Let me do it again. A woman, a Caribbean national, was caught with a... You ready, Marilyn? Let's go. With a ball of cocaine securely secured in her vagina. And she was thus arrested and detained. Said, hey, what you got there, young lady? This is illegal. You know you can't do that. That's not the use of the vajayjay. You all are cracking me up here. Stella Marilyn is in with a news update. You're right on cue.
Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's lunchtime news update, brought to you through the kind compliments of the St. Lucia Jazz Festival, D-Treads Tires, and Jolly's Pharmacy and Castle Comfort Lodge.
I know a place to go to bring your senses to life. Barrington, Levy, and we've even got the Commodores. Come to the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival.
April 30th to May 11th. Visit stluciajazz.org for more information.
How do you finance your tires when your budget is already stretched to the limit? It's easy, quick, and simple. Ask about D-Treads Tires, no credit check financing program, and see which option is best for you, whatever your destination and whatever your budget. D-Treads Tires has a financing program just for you. So overcome your budget obstacles by maximizing your tire purchasing power at D-Treads Tires. Retread it on you, whatever you need. Call 616-0083 or 275-5311 or visit us in the Cane Industrial Estate. D-Treads Tires, going further for less. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you aware that Jolly's Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy? Lautan moon gadi jolly and plan to bon ma ever to bagai sase lave wite. Look at the wide variety of household and personal hygiene products and laundry items. Ask for hair care products from relaxers, texturizers and tints. Look how good you look now. From dark and lovely Garnier Fructis to Sensum Blue and the pill 7 color too. At Jolly's, all your baby needs are right here, because your little precious bundle of joy is precious to us too. In Dominica, we have the Isle of Beauty. At Jolly's, we have aisles of splendorous beauty supplies to match your complexion to perfection. Ladies, when your monthly visitor comes knocking, Jolly's have a fresh feminine protection so you can stay free with confidence. Antiperspirants, shaving and cleansing solutions from Gillette, Ambi, Olay or Aveeno for eczema. For total oral care, air fresheners to Febreze your atmosphere. Jigjo di Jolica, Stilvan, Mucro, Chrome, Epsom Salt, Ever MB Powder.
Sunday Best is at Dive Dominica and Casa Comfort Lodge. From 12 p.m., enjoy our delicious barbecue on the waterfront, chicken or ribs with two Creole accompaniments and dessert for only $30. Then at 2 p.m., depart for Dominica's Best Whale and Dolphin Safari, a remarkable experience for only $69 per person. End the evening with our 10-ounce T-bone steak night. $85 gets you a three-course meal. Remember, our restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call 767-448-2188 for reservations. Sunday Best is at Dive Dominica.
Welcome back to this afternoon's lunchtime update. In local news, General Manager of Dawasco, Bernard Etinoff, says it is becoming increasingly costly to provide portable water to the entire country. Dawasco is keeping up with its mandate of providing portable water to 100% of Dominican residents, with just a few far-reaching communities to fulfill. Etinoff says while there is an abundance of water available in Dominica, technical strategies along with possible hindrances are costly. From the region, the Minister of National Security, Peter Bunting, has reported a downward trend in murders and other crimes in Jamaica, even as he calls for community partnerships to sustain the drop. Speaking to journalists last week at the Jamaica Police Academy, when 195 new members were added to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, the minister noted that for the first quarter of 2014, murders were down by 12%. All serious and violent crimes down 13% and accusatory crime 15% down. And internationally, Oscar Pistorius' family has denied he took acting lessons ahead of his testimony in the trial of the murder of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. In a statement, they say claims had received, he had received coaching for his emotional performance were devoid of truth. The South African athlete has broken down on several occasions during the trial, often disrupting proceedings. The Paralympian denies intentionally killing Reva Steenkamp in the early hours of Valentine's Day last year. He says he fired four shots through a locked toilet door out of fear, believing there was a burglar inside his home. And that concludes your lunchtime news update right here on Q95 FM Radio. Do join us again at 4 o'clock for the evening news update. Good afternoon.
Lime, your biggest and best Caribbean telecom network. Proud headline sponsor for Q95's popular Q Talent Search competition. Come on over to Lime. More talk, more text, faster and more efficient internet. Come on over to Lime. Reliable.
The wheel of change is here at SAT. New and exciting rewards just for you. SAT customers, simply pay your bill and get the new Loyalty Plus plan for free. 26 channels, absolutely free, for a limited period. Yes, you heard me, free. Yes, Dominica, SAT is giving you 26 free channels to include the popular channels like TLC, Cubo Kids, Discovery Turbo, Discovery Science and more, only with SAT TV. SAT terms and conditions apply. SAT TV, the people's choice.
Past the 1 p.m. hour, Marilyn is here with me. Just before I say hi to Marilyn, I love my fans out there and the fans of Q95 FM. So I was just informed as well that Shani Angle also took gold. Let me get my story straight here. And this is on Dominican News Online, one of our kind sponsors and partners for QTS 2014. So we're told here Shani Angle of Dominica took gold and in the process smashed her own 2013 Carifta Games record in the under 18 girls javelin event on day three of Carifta in Martinique. And we also mentioned earlier that Chelsea Linton came first, so took the gold medal in the girls heptathlon with a score of 4,648 points. She beat the Jamaican, the Bahamian, to give Dominica its first gold at the 2014 Carifta Games. So congratulations to both Shani and Chelsea. And we also have other good performances for Dominica were Judah Coriette, clocking 1 minute 59 seconds to set a new youth record for Dominica in the under 18 800 meters, and Cameron Carbon finishing in the first seven in the under 18 3000 meter run. So as I mentioned, once our athletes are back on island this week, you can join myself and Ozzy and Lou Black, who should be back with us for Sports Wrap on Thursday, where we'll talk about that. And guess what? All the Man U fans out there, David Moyes has been sacked. We're not going to talk about that on The View today. I want to do a complete investigation into the English Premier League and get all the juicy snippets about David Moyes being sacked. 1 8 months on the Manchester United bench as the head coach after Sir Alex.
Do you see the expression on my face?
You don't care. You don't know what I'm talking about. And let's just move on. Move along, Giselle.
Anyway, good afternoon to our listeners. Good afternoon to
our listeners. You know, Marilyn.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, okay.
She's like, what is this chat going about her sports again?
I'm familiar with the surname Moyes. Mm. Good afternoon to Karen.
Moyes. He's not related to Karen.
That's as good as it gets.
David Moyes. Right. Or Moyes as a cousin. Moyes, right. The first British, the first Englishman to captain, I think, the Manchester United team. And so Alex is a Scot, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And they sacked him after
8 months.
Oh, dear.
Moving Manchester
Bring
United
back
from
Sir
a championship,
Alex, that's all
I know. Exactly, from a championship number one, all the way to number seven. For even if,
see, according
to
Ozzy, you know,
I need to adopt Ozzy's accent.
Listen.
No, if, can you believe that? If in the league, absolutely ridiculous.
If you're going to engage me in this conversation, which I have no idea what you're talking
about. What did you do for Easter?
I rested. Actually, it was nice. It was a restful weekend, and I thought actually this is the length, the normal length that weekend should be, especially mm-hmm. when you work.
Did you go to Mero for the Reggae Fest?
No, I heard about it. Oh. I was told that it was a very good event.
I was on the other end, but you know, my sister was down there. Mm. You know, we do the soaps and the oils and the stuff, and right. a lot of other vendors.
No,
my neighbor
went along to it, and she mm-hmm. told me it was a really good event.
It looked really nice. It reminds me of, you know, just having a nice evening, you know, sort of,
but you know,
activity
she,
on the beach.
She did point out something to me though, and she said, you know, why is it that these kind of activities that are organized by foreigners mm-hmm. tend to have that level of success mm-hmm. and the ones that are organized by Dominicans mm-hmm. tend not to. She said, you know, what she observed is pretty much, you know, the proceeds of what's going on in that activity is kind of one person's pretty much benefiting from that.
Well, if you put the monies and the sponsorship and the thing, mm. you know what I think mm. normally, based on my own personal viewpoint and experience on it, is it's the target, your target market. Mm. So for example, an expat opens up, let's say an expat buys, I don't know, give me a name, please.
Castaways,
mm. you know, and brings it back up, you know, an expat. Mm-hmm. Because of your network of friends in Dominica, the kind of people that you know because you're an expat or because you're an extended stayover visitor or, you know, something like that, mm-hmm. then your network of friends and contacts and resource persons can be in some ways different to a local person. Mm-hmm. And so probably, you know, because I know Marilyn and I know certain people, I will invite them, I will ask them how they can contribute to the event, etc. And eventually, I will start marketing primarily. My first set of targets is those people or are those people. And so it is kind of easier, I think, and you know, someone can take me to task on it. It is easier to market to a certain segment of your population based on what kind of activity you're having, because you know they won't have an issue, you know, patronizing or being a part of it, and then, you know, everyone else sort of follows.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I hear that, but I also...
It's kind of like a celebrity thing. Like, if you're a celebrity mm-hmm. and you're doing an event or a party, you don't have a problem attracting people. Mm-hmm. If you are nobody, you know, there are no nobodies, but you know, you get my point. If you are not a celebrity, then it's a harder time attracting people.
But what does
that mean
for us in terms of our own local business then? That means we can't thrive and
develop. It's abandoned, said it. You got to know people who know people.
Yeah, well,
that's why Q95 FM is there.
It's an activity.
Everybody can advertise on Q and everyone will hear you, no matter where they are. Advertise on Q.
It was an activity
where everybody
went well, but she did note that it was something that is felt, you know, handled, managed, whatever, organized by.
I think it's a good effort. A long time I've been waiting for something nice to happen down at Miro Beach.
So it's a nice slime. Yeah, let's hope it continues, and you know, it's something that can grow and
nice little community. Love the people down at Miro, mm-hmm. Connie, Beverly, Romance Cafe, all the guys on the beach, football people, the fishermen in the corner, and there are some people higher up in the corner. I don't know who I don't know the names.
The corner people.
I just the other people up in the corner.
The
good,
corner people.
Good afternoon to you, down at Miro. Yes, good afternoon.
How was yours?
Countryside. Good afternoon to all the fishermen in Fossager.
What's with you and fishermen?
Some nice
today?
Fish. Well, I grew up in the fishing community. I'm the fishy, you know.
You're a fishy person.
I have an affiliation with fish. I'm a fishy person.
Do you? Okay.
So some nice fish came in boy over the weekend. Mm. Some dolphin, kingfish,
oh,
yellowfin, tuna.
Me. See, I needed some fish.
A lot of
boos.
You know boos?
I didn't have no.
You know boos? You know boos? You don't know boos?
I don't know boos.
There's a fish called boos.
I know. There's a fish.
I know the English.
You're talking about a person.
No.
There's all kind of names, people. Listen, we're in Dominica, okay?
A lot of boos. If anybody wants boos and you haven't eaten boos for a long time, please call the Fossager Fisheries Cooperative. I do not have the number off the top of my head. Or you can call my Uncle Balon. You can call Sun Arrow. You can call Akko. You can call a bunch of people from Fossager and get some boos and some nice fish.
Okay, all of the people that she's just called out, I'm calling you. I'd like some fish, please. Does that work?
Money, money, money.
That's fine. Just let me have some fish.
But it was nice.
I wanted some fish for Good Friday. I didn't get any.
Oh.
So I went vegetarian instead of
well,
meat.
I ate fish all weekend, so it was nice.
Yeah.
And there's another kind of fish that they brought in. Thank you, Jeremy, for giving me a
Are the prices good?
Prices are good, of course.
You know, actually, speaking of fish, I need to make a comment on something. My customer service... We know we've got an issue with customer service. We do. And we have to continue to work. People continue to work on our customer service. But, you know, my aunt told me a story recently that she met a fisherman or a man who's selling fish. Not necessarily the fisherman.
A fishmonger.
Not, right. Not necessarily the fisherman. Right. A man selling fish. So when she went over to see what he had, she said he had some lovely redfish. And redfish is her favorite fish.
Oh, yes.
So she asked him the price. He said, $10 a pound. She said, okay, give me £2. So he then started to pick out the fish. Now, she observed in the basin, bucket, bowl, whatever he had the fish in, that he had two rather plump, good size fish.
Some nice fish.
And he had
oh, I know where you're going
small
with this
ones.
One. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Two small ones in the packet for her so far. And so she pointed to one and she said to him, oh, let me have that one.
Mm-hmm.
He said to her, you don't get to choose. I will give you. She said, excuse me? So he said, no, madam, no, lady, you don't get to choose. I will give you. So she said to him, well, in that case, she used a very nice word, keep your fish. She said, in that case, keep your fish. How am I going to be paying you for something and you're mm-hmm. telling me what I can have? I can't tell you that I want X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
He had an objection to his customer,
but of course,
pointing out
Marilyn,
to him which fish she wanted.
The fish belongs to the fishmonger,
so
or the
he
fisherman
kept his fish.
Until it is bought. He can
he
tell you what
fish
he's selling you.
And my auntie kept her $20. But you know, come on, reasonably, if you're selling products to mm-hmm. in, to an individual,
that can go two ways.
Then they have the right to be selective. To
the customer can choose.
Amounts.
I can agree, but that can go two ways. Mm-hmm. In cases where the commodity is rare or there's little of it. The person who owns the commodity, the person on the other end, the person who actually has it, actually find themselves in a position, probably like that fishmonger, to dictate how and which and where, you know, he sells his product.
Yes.
Somebody was giving me an example, a story, I think it was in country as well, that at some time in the past, some years ago, decades ago, whatever it is, there was a time when some vegetables or whatever it is were so rare that when you went to the vendors or the people in the market, you couldn't choose what you wanted. They would tell you things like, for example, if say dashing was very rare,
mm-hmm.
okay, and let's say four people alone and all the hundreds mm-hmm. of them in the market had dashing, you know, so your pile of dashing, say for $5, the deal would actually be, if you buy in dashing, you must buy tomato and you must buy seasoning pepper, you know.
Mm.
You're not you can't buy dashing alone. You're not getting dashing alone. So they actually used to, you know, use the market trends and see how things are going to quote unquote manipulate the market and get the best mm-hmm. for themselves. So if he had a little bit of fish and probably a bunch of people buy him with the fish. And he tell your auntie, no. You want all the big fish then? Can't give you all the big fish. No,
but
I'm
not all the big fish.
I'm not selling
one
that one
fish
for
the
you.
Lady
I am
wanted.
Not selling that one for you. No.
It's one big fish the lady wanted.
No,
but
I am not selling.
Fish.
I go to a place in Dominica to buy fish pies. And when we go there, everybody know what I'm going to talk about. When we go there, if I come and I say, I want 2 dozen pies, the man can watch me and have watched me on different occasions and say, you cannot get 2 dozen pies. What am I going to sell to my other customers? Only 4 pies for you.
What?
Yes. My good friends. Okay. I won't say anything else.
All right.
It just depends. You have to go with the flow, man. But I understand from her perspective as a customer. You know, it's not like she was asking for free. Wear this one for me. I like the big one. Wait for me.
If I'm paying my money for something, I need to know that I'm getting a product that I'm happy with.
I agree.
I don't want someone to just give me what
they
want.
So she left without fish?
She left without fish. And he had more fish to choose his customers. Mm-hmm.
I can bet you he probably didn't feel that he was, you know, losing anything.
He probably didn't think he was losing anything.
No, because he can sell off his fish easily and get his profit. So, you know, he had a little more right of negotiation between the two.
He had a slight, well, I mean,
he had an advantage.
No, but then, you know, at the end of the day, bad news travels. And look where I am telling you about it.
I know, you should not have done that, Marion.
Do you want the registration number of his van? Or Okay.
We have 7 minutes to
we
talk
do.
About what we wanted to talk
about,
which I think is not enough time to talk about what we wanted to talk about, Marion. You've completely put my topic off skew.
No, you started talking about fish. I just joined you.
So it's
you were
my
talking
fault?
About all the fish people.
It's my fault.
We're not pointing fingers and we're not laying blame because we don't do that here.
We do not. Okay, I am not going to introduce a new topic right now because I think it's a little bit more serious. I want to spend a little bit more time on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to introduce it. We're
actually, it's
take
a really
break.
Good topic and it's something I touched on at the weekend as well.
Oh, you did?
Mm.
Okay, very good. You see, so we have the start of that topic already.
Yeah.
We can probably look at it tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll take your calls. Hang on right here. You're locked onto Q95 FM.
Calling all consumers, retailers, wholesalers and restaurateurs. You are invited to come in and view the magnificent range of world-class Sapolio products at unbeatable prices. Yes, our Sapolio dishwasher liquid is back again in sizes up to 1 gallon from as low as $3.95. All-purpose cleaners as low as $2.95. Bleach 1,100, 2,000 and 4,000 grams from only $3.95. Fabric softener as low as $1. Hand liquid soap at only $5.95. Shampoo at only $4.95. Dental toothpaste, toothbrushes and mouthwash. Visit Easter Trading Limited and benefit from our relentless efforts to bring you, the consumer, great savings.
Girl, I'm so tired of this hair on my head. I've had this style forever. I need to get a new look.
Well, let me tell you, look no further than BeautyWise on Hanover Street in Roseau. They offer wigs, weaves, and hair extensions of all types. You want to relax your hair? They carry a selection of hair relaxers and hair dyes in a variety of brands and sizes.
I don't know about that place.
Yes, girl, close to the market. They cater to salons and everyday women with a selection of eyelashes, nail polishes, hair products, top makeup and cosmetic brands, and personal and hygiene products. BeautyWise even sells lingerie at a most affordable price.
Girl, well, I go in there right now.
Come to BeautyWise on Hanover Street in Roseau and leave ready for a new look for a new you.
Get 50% off on all Milani products right now.
Start your day the right way with 7Cs.
Start your day the right way. Trust in the timeless tradition of 7Cs cod liver oil. 7Cs cod liver oil is a rich, natural source of omega-3, giving you the essential nutrients needed to promote good health and help make sure you're looking and feeling your very best. Whether it's one a day, high strength, or traditional, with 7Cs cod liver oil, you start your day the right way.
Start your day the right way with 7Cs.
Combat the flu season with 7Cs.
Wash your hands. Proper hand washing protects against the spread of many common illnesses and germs. Wash your hands often with soap and water, or you may use hand sanitizers. Remember, clean hands save lives. Protect yourself.
A message from the Health Promotion.
It's 1:26. You're right on cue. This is Your View on Q95 FM. You can give us a call anytime. You can tell us how you spent your Easter, what's happening in your neck of the woods. 449-3095, 3096, 3097. Our DigiLine is 616-4257. And if you're overseas and listening in, it's a rate over local call wherever you are. The number is 305-432-9624. We're back here. Another thing happening, I think today, Marilyn, is what is it? The endemic birds.
What is it here? Caribbean Endemic Birds Festival.
Caribbean Endemic Birds Festival. Okay, I heard about it and I just didn't have much time to look into it. I know for a fact we had a conversation this morning, mm-hmm. and I actually did a quick look online, and it seems to me, is there confusion whether or not the jacko parrot?
No.
Is also an endemic, because I saw mm-hmm. in one of my news feeds come up something and then it says Jacko and Cicero are both endemic.
Yes, that's right.
So are they both endemic?
They both are.
They both are endemic.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So because in some of the other articles I skimmed through, it says Dominica only has two species of endemic birds. Mm. In one of them, it hinted at the Cicero parrot. The other one hinted at one of the four hummingbirds. I know we have the Antillean crested, the lesser Antillean hummingbird, and the other two, I can't remember their proper names. I think one of the hummingbirds were the only country or island in the world to still have them. Mm-hmm. We know we're the last to have the Cicero, and certain parts of Central America, if I believe, may still have jacko parrots. But then we're the only island where they're out in the wild, mm-hmm. or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So, very small list of endemic birds, as far as endemic species are concerned, in the Caribbean. So, you know, we got to do what we can to preserve, you know, those that are dying off. To the telephone. Hello, good day.
Yeah, let's see if we can help you. The blue-headed hummingbird we share with Martinique.
Ah.
The only islands where it exists.
Okay. So we don't have any of the hummingbirds, to your knowledge, as endemic?
Well, the blue-headed is considered shared with Martinique, only Dominica and Martinique.
Oh, I get you. The blue-headed hummingbird. Okay, that's one of the bigger ones, not true?
No, it's always at high elevation.
Uh-huh. Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Okay.
And you see, it's that type of awareness and that type of understanding that the festival serves seeks to continue to raise. And this year, they've got a theme called Who Pays the Bird? Which is an interesting theme.
That's a theme?
Yeah.
Who pays the bird?
Theme for this year's observation is Who Pays the Bird? But what they're saying is that they really want people to pay greater attention to the benefits that birds have in our life, you know, in our daily life, because a lot of the time people don't realize, even in terms of agriculture, how much the birds contribute to you know, the whole agricultural process in terms of you know,
pollination, insects,
so on, you know?
And whatever,
and their presence makes a great contribution to various mm-hmm. parts of our lives, which we just kind of take for granted and we don't really pay too much attention to. So
we
they're doing lots of different activities to commemorate that this year.
I know. Hummingbirds always fascinate me. I mean, again, I didn't have time to research it. I remember years ago learning something to the effect that a hummingbird the wings of a hummingbird beats surreptitiously over 100 and some odd
very
times
flittery,
per
okay.
second.
How
what
much?
A minute, you know.
How much?
132.
Wow.
I don't know why
a
I remember
second.
That. Per second, it was just some ridiculous
vibration vibrates, mm-hmm. you know, that vitesse, that speed mm-hmm. in a second. I mean, just actually last week there was a hummingbird, one of the small brown ones, either the Les Antillean or the Antillean crested, flew into our house, and we have a cat. And so you can imagine the ruckus in the house, the poor bird high up in the ceiling, and the cat, you know, looking out to see if it can catch it. And it probably stayed there flying, you know, in and out of the various rooms, trying to make its way out for probably, I would say, no more than 15 minutes. Finally, it told one of the children, go lock the cat in the bathroom, although it jumped out the window. Lock the cat in the bathroom and see if you can shoo-shoo the bird out. It finally went out. As soon as it flew out, it rested on a dry passion fruit vine hanging from the pear tree outside. And you could see the poor little bird there, Marilyn. I just sat there looking at it. The wings were just on the side, like, oh my God, I've been trying to get out of the house for so long. It could not move. It was resting on that branch. The wind was even trying to throw it down. It had no energy. Because you're thinking the amount of stress that the animal is in, and then the little wings beat in so much in a second. And it's trying to not, you know, be caught by neither cat, neither human. And it finally found its way out. And it was just resting on that little dry passion fruit vine. The wings hanging like a broken plane wing and just not moving. Just not moving. I felt so sorry for it. I was just happy that it had found its way out. But, you know, I think it's really important that people like the Ministry of Agriculture, the Forestry Division, the schools, all of us, you know, we can have a better appreciation for our natural environment, the birds in particular. I mean, I love bird watching. I love to observe birds outside, see them, whether it's a hummingbird. Another bird that I'm always fascinated with is the trembling bird, the trembler. You get it up at the Emerald Pool area and in those heights, you know, it's just so nice, you know, when you can sit and observe creatures in the wild. Mm-hmm. I sit and I observe humans in the wild as well, and it's fascinating.
People watching, I call it.
People watching, mm-hmm. Yes, it's just fascinating. It's 1:33.
It is.
I think we've talked to ourselves
to talk. The end of our program.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be back tomorrow with more talk. And we've got an interesting subject.
We're going to introduce that subject.
We're going to do that very early on.
Fail, high, what, water, fear, weather. You know, either road diverged in any wood, it will bring us to this destination tomorrow, Marilyn.
Okay, one thing we know tomorrow, Giselle, we will not be talking about fish.
We will not be talking about fish, not bird, nor any fowl in land or air, but we might talk about something that can go foul, depending on how you manage the situation, right?
Indeed, yeah.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Okay.
Dominica, it is 1:34 here, back after Easter. Or should I say Ishtar? Still locked on the Q95 FM. Q Classifieds comes up next, followed by the Lotto, followed by Caribbean in 10. And don't forget to join myself and Alvin today from 4 to 5 for round 2 of the QTS Under 16 competition. And let me just make a quick note here to invite all of those for the under 16 who've made it into the bag. You can check us out on Facebook. So go to Facebook. You can type in Q Talent Search or Q95 Wise, WICFM, and like our page. So this afternoon, we'll be calling, about 7 of the younger singers who are going to sing for you, and the audience will judge which one is their top 2 or their top 3. So Emily Francois, stand by for 4 p.m. today. Alicia Green, Goodwill, Kiara, Alexander Foncole, Michelle St. Luce of Granby. We've been trying to reach you on the number you have. We've not been able to reach you. So if you can call the office at 449-5822, give us your number where we can reach you. Shermiah James of Portsmouth, Aliyah Henry of Layu, and Abigail Telemach of Marigot. All of you would have been called, and you know that you are to stand by this afternoon from 4 to 5 so we can call you, sing your pretty little hearts out, and let's see what happens.